Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's have a look at a futsal world records attempt. It's being held at Tranmere Rovers, all in aid of the Lee Knight Foundation. Delighted to have in the studio Andy Doyle and Paul Harper from the club. Hello, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to see you both. Tell us about Lee, first of all. Lee Knight. It would have been his birthday today, wouldn't it?
Yes. You've
done loads of stuff for the Lee Knight Foundation. So for anyone who's unaware of it, just give us some background, first of all, Andy.
A little background of Lee. I've been associated with Lee's family for all of my life. And I remember when Lee was first born, and unfortunately, he was diagnosed with this spinal muscular atrophy. And he was only then, they thought, we'll get it to his teens. And obviously, the condition will take over him. But we got 35 years out of him. But he was an ardent Rovers fan. And although he was wheelchair and bedbound, once Lee got a laptop in his hand and his mobile phone in his hand, believe me, Lee could make things happen. As we found after he passed, we were being contacted by people from all over the world who he used to speak to during the night. Even to recently, a few months back, people still didn't realise he'd passed it. It was unbelievable. And anyway, so it's going back a couple of years now. Lee contacted me and said he was trying to get things going with the Disabled Association. He wanted to get charitable status. Unfortunately, he was struggling with that. Wanted ground improvements. He wanted to do a whole host of things. But he was having the conversations, but because of his condition, couldn't go to meetings, or, you know, you'd suddenly ring somebody and they'd go, can you be here for 10 o'clock? Couldn't do it. So I came on board and he said, will you basically be my legs? Will you do the running around? Will you do it on my behest? And I said, it's not a problem. I run the sports association. You're a sister group. So we did that. And then I sat down with Lee over a few months discussing. He's so full of ideas. And I've got to be said, so there's one thing I would push about disabled, the supporters groups and what have you, is these people, when you listen to Lee, is design ideas for... I've brought some of the kits with me today, and the badge and the logo, some of the stuff he's left behind and we've used. Mm. He was such an untapped talent pond of information. And when I took over, he'd said to me, he'd been on to our good friends at Merseyrail, and he chastised them suitably that they'd suddenly agreed to give us all these new all-weather enclosures and have them fitted at no cost to us. And he was amazing, but unfortunately, he took ill. And within a couple of days, Lee had passed. So we then sat down as a family and as a group. How are you going to remember this guy? Because, and I always say the same, it's jokey, but I think it's rightfully, if you had a spare 2 hours, Lee would find something to fill it with. So if you sat down, when you've got 5 minutes, you can guarantee 2 hours later, you'd still be sitting there and he'd still be chewing your ear off, telling you what he was going to do. And that was Lee. So the first thing I set about was getting his first wish was to get a charitable status. Mm. So what we did was we decided to, because being an association, you're limited with your fundraising, what you spend your money on. So we set up the Lee Knight Foundation and we joined the Liverpool Charities Voluntary Service, which gave us our charitable status. So we set a Just Giving page up. The money goes in there and then that goes through to the charity, and they do all our administration and take care of all the money stuff and what have you. So we got that. Well, that opened other doors. Once we had the charitable status and we had a registered number, then other big businesses would then listen to us. And we told them of Lee's story and what he was wanting to accomplish. And I'll be honest with you, I've yet to meet a door that hasn't had to open itself, even just a little, because the story about him is just
irresistible. It's just grown and grown.
It's just irresistible. So we got the charitable status. I brought some of the kits with us today to show you the Lee Knight Foundation. We got the badges. He had so much. We did the groundworks in the end. They all got done. We had all new ramps fitted. The club joined in and added additional. So if you turn up at Rovers and you're unfortunately you are in a wheelchair, you can use the new lifts, chair lifts. You can go into all the suites. You can go and have a 3-course meal. You can go and sit in the main stand. They've put new ramps and viewing platforms in the main stand.
Amazing covered area pitch side, haven't they?
Yeah. And that is going to get, that's going to get a bit of a revamp as well, but we've got the new area in the cop as well, right at the front, elevated view. If they were normal seats, there'd be a premium rate for them. But the guys just absolutely, the facilities that they've got now are compared to what we've seen. And a lot of the top grounds as well, Rovers lead the way. I think twice we've been mentioned in the Houses of Parliament when it comes to doing things the right way for our disabled supporters, and Rovers and Wrexham have been used as models as to the way you should be doing it.
Paul, this is quite a legacy that Lee has left. The club must be quite proud to have that association with
Absolutely,
him.
Yeah. I mean, Lee was very much kind of commencing sorts just before he passed with Mark and Nicola Palios, who had just taken over the club, and they were looking to improve the facilities and kind of take on board his ideas, whereas maybe they may have been sort of put on the back burner for a while before that. But yeah, I know it's something that we're...
But he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and they were quite willing to listen
to
him.
Yeah, exactly. And Mark and Nicola are very forward-thinking. So, yeah, we've jumped on board. And like Andy said, all the facilities have improved enormously in the last sort of 2 or 3 years. And hopefully, with a bit more fundraising from this attempt, that we can improve them further.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Paul to my right is going to be playing, and Andy is going to be telling him how to play. So
if you'd seen him play, you know how close to the truth that is.
Paul, whose idea was this?
Well, I heard about it about sort of a year ago. Andy was looking for players. Initially, I did not put my name forward, but I said I've done a bit of coaching.
No, you didn't.
I've done a bit of coaching. I'll come down and I'll put the lads through the paces and stuff. Got involved, got persuaded. And a year later, here I am, 2 days before attempting to play for a very long time. So, yeah, looking forward to it, though.
So what was the record? What is the world record at the moment, Andy?
The record was 41 hours. And it was from a team.
Continuous?
Yeah, that was from a team in Norway. As of several weeks ago, it's now been broken by... a Bible team in America, but they did 43 hours.
I bet your back was broken as soon as you heard that news, wasn't it, Paul? No, you went, oh, no.
We spoke about this before, but we are the current world record holders for five-a-side.
Right.
Now, we smashed that by 15 hours. Now, and two-thirds of the squad is made up of those guys.
And
who
what
were
was
in
that goal. Record then? What
did that was five-a-side football.
But how many hours?
We did 70 hours, 3 minutes.
Right, okay, right. So this is entirely feasible, then,
well,
isn't it?
Well, that was outdoors in wind, rain and all types of weather, yeah. What have you. This is indoor, nice, heated and all the rest of it.
So no complaints whatsoever. How many players do you have?
So it's five-a-side, but we've got 7 substitutes per team. So there's 24 of us in total. So it's roll-on, roll-off subs. So hopefully we won't be playing the whole 43 hours.
No, I don't think that's actually possible, is it? You're going to have to watch this closely, though, aren't you, to see how you rotate your players?
It is. I just said to Paul on the way in, I said, I've checked the records last night. 16th of March 2016, I registered it. So we're now this week 16 months from when we first started having the first meetings. We have, because of the Guinness, I've got a 60-page document which gives me the rules. And we have got timekeepers, which I will be one of those, where we work in 4-hour blocks. And I have to, in the logbooks, put substitute on, substitute off. If a goal is scored, what time? What team has scored it, anything happens on the pitch. We have 2 witnesses for every 4-hour blocks, and they have a special form they have to fill in and literally write any comments as to stuff they see. At the same as me sitting there for my 4 hours and 2 witnesses, I also have 2 stewards. The 2 stewards do 4-hour blocks. They are the eyes and ears of Guinness, and they are all independent people who will then write down and say that they will check the checkers, they will check that the witnesses are doing what they should be doing, the timekeepers are doing what they were doing. It's all being videoed.
So it's properly scrutinised. There's
the whole thing.
No corners being cut.
And we're going more. We learned from last time, we would rather do overkill. So from the referees, we've got a list of the referees, we've got all their registration documents, all their... Because we got Steve Brand, you might know, who was an ex-Premier League referee. And Stephen organised, we've got literally 3 or 4 of the top referees of futsal in the country, and we've got 10 altogether. And some of them on Sunday are flying out to Spain to do a tournament out there. These guys go around the world. What these have given us are their time. So it'll be, because the rules state it has to be a proper match. You can't just walk around and the goalkeeper stand there with his mobile phone and his hand texting his mate. You've got to look like you're getting stuck in. You can't just walk around on the pitch.
Because what we should remember about futsalers, and Tranmere have taken it completely to their heart, haven't they? It's a bit of a relentless game.
Oh, it's horrendous. It's, it's full on. It's
very don't much encourage like, your teammates like that.
No. It's It's like basketball. It's end to end.
It is, isn't it?
You get the ball and you've literally got to run the length of the pitch, and then you lose it, you've got to run straight back. It's back and forth all the time. You never stop. It's five-a-side, but it's nothing like five-a-side, if you know what I mean, because it's just constantly, you've got to be on the ball all the time.
I'll embarrass myself, but for the greater good, this is going back about 8 months. I was at Rovers, I was having a meeting, and I was watching the ladies had turned up to play their futsal game, and one of the coaches came in and went, "Andy, we're short for one." He said, "Will you go in goal?" And I went, so bravado being bravado and being a bloke, and I went, "Yes, I'll go in goal. You know, don't at least have to run around like a mad dervish." So goes in goal. The old gloves go on, and I'm standing there and just knocking the ball back and forward. And I'm thinking, I can do this for half an hour. This is great. And then I suddenly got a bit brave and decided I can feel a Peter Shilton coming on, full length dive. Well, my knees hit the floor first. The groan followed, and basically the vultures and the stretcher from like Bednobs came out to pick
off.
Me up, and I was like, and I felt the wind leave my lungs, and I thought, why did you do that? And for literally for 3 or 4 days later, every muscle and bone in my body screamed at me.
And that's why you're a manager
and
now.
That's why I'm a manager.
Tranmere have been at the forefront of really promoting futsal, haven't they? And it's become far more in the current football conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's being developed in the academy. So all the academy players from sort of under sixes upwards are going to be playing futsal as part of their development. So we're using it partly to develop footballers and improve their skills, because they get so much more touches of the ball, and it's a much more technical sport because of the short space that you've got to manoeuvre the ball in. But also as a sport in its own right, so we've got our own Super League team, which will be playing next season. So it's growing massively. I think we've got 12 academy teams playing just futsal, which has developed in the last sort of 6 months or so. So it's becoming a really big part of the club.
Right, this is a remarkable world record attempt. We've had some incredible people on in the past couple of weeks talking about their feats. We've had the guy who's recreating Forrest Gump's run, and he's currently on 7,500 miles in America. Pretty amazing, that, isn't it?
It is.
He's had a few blisters on his feet, by the way. Who else did we have on? We had the pro from Heswell Golf Club last week, 10 rounds in one day, 48 miles.
That's surely a labour of love.
Well, I don't know. He collapsed and was on a drip in Arrow Park Hospital after he'd achieved it. So I'm going to put you in the pot here with the rest of these incredible feats. Have you had to train hard, Paul?
I think we
has the manager given you a set sort of diet and routine for you to follow?
We're following Andy's diet. I've been following Andy's diet. No, we've been training since about October, I think. We've done some long sessions. We've been put through our paces. Dave Higgins has been a big part of it.
Once Dave talks, you're not going to go to sleep, are you?
No, that's it. I mean,
he beasts some really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he comes to do a warm-up, in inverted commas, and an hour and a half later, we're all dead on our feet. And then, you've got to go and play another couple of 3 or 4 hours. Dave's been a massive help. We've done a 12-hour session, which is the longest one we've done so far. Everybody's raring to go, excited, a few butterflies, but hopefully we can do it.
I was actually thinking the problem might be, would you need some sleep in all this? You
know, it is built into the game plan. As you said, we've done several 4 hours, couple of 6 hours, and we did the 12-hour one, and I gave them the option, and I said, I would prefer if you didn't sleep, because we started at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night through to 10 o'clock on the Sunday morning. And I said, the best thing to do is not to sleep. I want you to feel and experience sleep deprivation and remember this day how you dealt with it, because you're going to need it over that weekend. Because we know, even though I've set the rotor, I know none of them will sleep for the first 24 hours because they're too nervous. They're too hypo for it. I'll be screaming at them constantly to slow down and get to a certain tempo and pace. It will eventually slow down, and eventually your own body will take over. And even if they don't want to sleep, they will. They'll eventually crash out. But the most they could ever hope to get is about 3 hours in any particular. They'll have a 4-hour break, but by the time they get something to eat, get themselves changed and stuff and what have you, get warmed up for going back on, they'll literally just have a couple of hours to try and get some sleep.
Gents, I wish you the very best with this. What day is it starting and what time is it
starting? 9 a.m. Friday morning at the Tramway Rovers Recreation Centre. And if you want to make a donation, you go through the Just Giving to the Lee Knight page. That's K-I-N-G-H. And it's open to the public 24/7 over the whole weekend. So you can
just
call
pop
them.
In. You can just see pop any in. Of you guys. Give a little clap.
So as you come up the nightclub at 4 o'clock, you can walk along and say hello.
Oh, God. You might get a few of those, might you? You'd be expecting a few of those. It's brilliant. Good luck. How much are you hoping to raise? What do you think?
Several thousand pounds, but a bit of luck.
Okay, Lee Knight Foundation, brilliant cause. But Tranmere Rovers, really going the whole hog here. And the record to beat is how long again?
43 hours.
43 hours.
We pass it at 4 a.m. Sunday morning.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.